SARDA has named Ralph Lee as its new CEO. He has served as interim CEO since August and will lead the agency under a new 3-year contract with a salary of $198,000. Lee's top priority will be addressing budget challenges after voters last month rejected a sales tax increase that was intended to fund bus purchases and restore services. SARDA is preparing to place a renewed levy on the November ballot. A Minerva teen accused in a Canton crash will now face the Stark County Grand Jury after her case was bound over from municipal court. 18-year-old Abigail Nelson is charged with aggravated vehicular assault in an April 26 collision on Route 30 near Raff Road. Police say Nelson's vehicle was eastbound when it rear-ended another car, left the roadway, and rolled over, ejecting 4 passengers and seriously injuring 2 people. She allegedly was intoxicated at the time. The case was bound over Wednesday following a status hearing. More than $632,000 in community grants have been awarded by the Sisters of Charity Foundation of Canton. The funding will support education, health care, youth programs, and social services. Major grants include $200,000 to ComQuest Services for Addiction Treatment Programs, $150,000 to the Early Childhood Resource Center's Spark Kindergarten Readiness Program, and more than $82,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of Maslin. Additional grants will support job training, domestic violence services, and after-school programs. A shelter-in-place order has been lifted after a chlorine gas release at the City of Akron water plant in Portage County. City officials say a chemical reaction involving 2 tanks at the Ravenna Road facility in Franklin Township caused the incident Wednesday afternoon. The gas has since dissipated, and the plant is back up and running. The city says there was no contamination to the drinking water supply. 3 people were taken to the hospital for treatment, but their conditions have not been released. A Portage County judge has sentenced a New York State man to prison for a high-speed police chase. On Monday, Common Pleas Judge Becky Doherty ordered 20-year-old Keston Ogbemudia of Brooklyn to serve 7 to 9.5 years. He pleaded guilty in March to felonious assault, failure to comply, and receiving stolen property. Prosecutors say Ogbemudia was driving a vehicle carrying 8 Dyson hair dryers stolen from an Ulta beauty store in Westlake when he fled police on the Ohio Turnpike at speeds of up to 115 miles per hour. He struck a state trooper's cruiser before crashing in Trumbull County. He also received a 12-year driver's license suspension. School officials across Columbiana County are raising concerns about a proposed property tax break for seniors. Several district treasurers asked commissioners Wednesday to review the potential impact before deciding to expand the homestead exemption. They warned the change could reduce school funding without state reimbursement, affecting classroom programs and services. Commissioners have not yet decided whether to approve the additional tax relief. Jamie Kimatz is the new superintendent of the Salem School District. The Board of Education says Kimatz, who had been serving as interim superintendent and previously as curriculum director, was selected after a thorough search process. Kimatz says one of her first priorities will be overseeing completion of the district's new K-8 school. She replaces Sean Kirkland, who died earlier this year. A man who attacked a Latonia police officer with a steel rod and tried to take his gun will remain in a mental health facility. Columbiana County Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton ruled that 48-year-old Randy May remains mentally ill and should stay at Heartland Behavioral Health Care in Maslin. May was found not guilty by reason of insanity in the October 2024 attack on Officer John Hancock and a separate assault on a sheriff's deputy. Smith Township is getting a new fiscal officer. Sue Terry, an accountant and CPA, was introduced during Tuesday's trustees meeting. She will take over July 1st, replacing Deanna Mock, who is stepping down after being hired earlier this year. Terry will serve the remainder of an unexpired term, which runs through the end of 2028. Trustees approved the road department using their equipment to clear debris and hot spots at house fire sites. Part-time police officer Paul Vesco resigned after taking a part-time job elsewhere. Saturday is cleanup day at Maple Ridge Park from 8 to 1. A shooting in Youngstown injures one man. WKBN-TV reports police were called to Detroit Avenue just after 10:30 Tuesday night. 2 men said they were standing in a driveway when they heard about 10 shots. They ran for cover, and one of the men discovered he had been hit. He was treated at the scene by EMS. 5 9mm casings were found by police. An area resident said her home was hit by gunfire, and another said their vehicle was damaged. Police are investigating. A section of bricks fell from a building in downtown Youngstown Wednesday afternoon, forcing a road closure and bringing in emergency crews. Officials say the incident happened just before 1 p.m. at North Phelps Street and West Rayan Avenue. The building is shared by Youngstown State University and AT&T. West Rayan was closed while the site was secured. A pedestrian said he was nearly hit and calls it a close call. No injuries were reported. A police report details a crash last month in Youngstown that sent 3 people to the hospital, including a city police officer. Investigators say Officer Craig Whitfield's cruiser struck the rear of an SUV on Oak Hill Avenue during a May 18th pursuit. The impact caused the car to spin out and hit a church building. The Vindicator reports the officer and two women inside the car suffered minor injuries. The report does not indicate any citations were issued. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.